New European rules on online payments and banking are to come into force this weekend, allowing consumers and retailers to bypass traditional banks by authorising payments directly from their personal accounts. The rather mundanely entitled Payments Services Directive 2 represents the start of what some experts are predicting will be a slow-burning revolution for banks and retailers. Well, Sinead Ovenden is a partner with PwC and joins us in studio to tell us more all about this. PSD2. Sinead, it really trips off the tongue, I have to say. What is it? What does it mean?
Good morning. What it means is that we have a new concept now called open banking, which will allow other parties to have the information that sits, for example, in my current account. At the moment, there's a monopoly with the banks in relation to access to information in my current account. So what will happen is a lot of very innovative fintech organisations will start to develop new products and new services based on the information that they can access in my bank account. So they may track my spending and tell me what I'm spending too much money on and too little money on. As a result of getting close to that kind of information, they'll be able to provide me with alternative solutions, perhaps suggest some financing, and perhaps even go so far as to give some type of financial advice.
Fintech companies are what?
So new fintech companies that are evolving all the time are looking at ways of doing business with technology. So we have a lot of those type of organisations being set up here in Ireland. And the fintech companies are looking at this because most of this business will be online. It's accessing data, it's analysing, interpreting data and using it to develop new products and new services.
So these aren't the companies that you're actually going online to buy something from.
Correct.
But they're providing the mechanisms that allow you to make the purchase.
Correct.
Is that right?
Okay. So the banks, as they stand at the moment, will have to set up APIs, and APIs are application interfaces. And what they will do is provide the data that sits in my current account inside the API, which will then be accessed by perhaps other banks, if they so choose to go down this route, or indeed by other types of third-party suppliers who can use that information. So really, it's about opening the access to data, which was there's a phenomenal amount of data sitting in side current accounts, and this will invigorate innovation and new types of products.
I can see
services.
This raising concerns about confidentiality.
Of
people
course,
wondering who has access
course,
to their financial information. I'll come to that in a moment. But first of all, at the moment, if I buy something online, I use my credit card
correct.
Or PayPal or whatever it might be, or your debit, indeed your debit card, bank account debit card. So how's that going to change? Is that going to change?
Correct. So this provides you with an additional path to make that payment. So you no longer would have to use your credit card. You may use some new type of app to make that payment. And basically, the retailer will therefore have direct access to take the funds out of your account.
Right.
Not without your permission and not without tremendous security.
Okay, why would I do that though?
Because it will remove a lot of the layers of intermediaries in there at the moment. Because at the moment, when you use a credit card, the payments go through a payment service provider, they go through your credit card organisation, and eventually the funds come out of your current account. Mm. So it should reduce the cost of making payments.
Right. So the big saving you think would be, or should be, to the, well, presumably if it's passed on, to the purchaser, to the consumer.
There will certainly be savings, and making payments will certainly cost less. But I guess the bigger opportunity under the Payment Services Directive is the access to that volume of data, and what are the innovative products coming out of it.
Right. And the issue of confidentiality.
Yes.
For a retailer to be able to take a direct payment from your account, they have to be licensed.
Absolutely.
In the first instance.
Absolutely.
But it does give them information about your financial affairs, which they wouldn't have access to at the moment.
Absolutely.
And what should people be worried about that?
Obviously, there will be many consumers who will be worried. However, there's a lot of legislation already existing and there's new regulations coming down the line in relation to data protection, which will protect consumers. And I guess at the moment, as a society, we're very comfortable. We're putting an awful lot of personal data online, looking at Facebook and other online mechanisms at the moment. People are probably less comfortable with financial information because it's slightly more sensitive. But I guess that's how we're evolving now as a society, and sharing information is how we will be able to access better consumer experience.
Well, I mean, I suppose people aren't quite as comfortable with Facebook and some social media as
sure.
they might have been at the outset, and there are a lot of concerns being raised about that. The advantage is you get a cheaper, is that right, service or mechanism, but the trade-off is you've got to expose more of your data to these providers.
Correct. And there is some very detailed authentication requirements in the new legislation which will impose security. You will only be but you will only provide access to it with your permission and indeed all the other regulations that are out there. And one of the key focuses of the CBI is cybersecurity.
All right, and it's all happening this week. Sinead Ovenden, thank you very much indeed for coming to talk to us. That was Sinead Ovenden, a partner with PwC.